State Farm had a good year in 2025, and the company is sharing some of its profits with insurancy policyholders. Charlie Schlenker has more.
State Farm says it had net income of nearly $13 billion last year. That's more than double the net income from 2024. State Farm ended the year with a net worth of $170 billion, up nearly $25 billion over the year. The growth comes from improved operations and largely from investment increases. The Bloomington-based company is announcing the largest dividend in company history, a $5 billion give back to State Farm Mutual auto policy holders. CEO John Farney says the dividend works out to an average of $100 per vehicle for 49 million vehicles. Those payments will begin this summer. It's more than twice the size of the previous record dividend for State Farm, which came during the pandemic when people cut back on driving. Farney acknowledges State Farm Mutual has had mixed operational performance in auto lines in the last few years.
We managed through that period with discipline, and we now have the financial strength to keep our promises and to put our results to work for customers.
In addition, the company has reduced auto rates by about 10% in more than 40 states, including Illinois. Chief Operating Officer Chris Schell says the rate reduction totaled $4.5 billion.
We saw positive trends in auto collisions. So think lower repair costs when cars have accidents. Now, that's not just a State Farm phenomenon, that it was across the entire industry. But it did drive meaningful improvement to our bottom line underwriting results.
State Farm reports its auto lines had a $4.6 billion underwriting gain. That compares to a 2024 loss of $2.7 billion. While lauding the results on the auto side, Chris Schell is less enthusiastic about the home insurance landscape. Schell describes the results as a tale of two cities.
The combined dynamics of increasing frequency and severity of storms, particularly severe convective storms, has pushed the rising cost to repair and rebuild and the cost of reinsurance up significantly. And so we've had to react to that.
State Farm's underwriting loss for non-auto property coverage was $3.1 billion. That's about 8% of earned premiums. The result is actually $500 million better than the loss in 2024. Last year, State Farm Mutual and its affiliates paid $15 billion in claims to customers who suffered catastrophe losses. A third of that is from Southern California wildfires, though with rebuilds getting underway, the California tally could rise a couple more billion bucks. Schell says Midwest hailstorms also played a part in the property and casualty results.
You have all of the roofs that are exposed to a lot of the hail. And so we've just seen absolute record numbers of events, and the cost to repair that has been significant. So we are seeing perhaps maybe a different trend line with the homeowners than on the commercial side.
And that homeowner loss was with no major hurricane hitting land in the U.S. last year. CEO John Farney says State Farm tried to anticipate the impact of tariffs on the insurance sector last year.
I would say it's been reasonably moderate, the impact that tariffs have had so far.
The Supreme Court has invalidated some tariffs. The administration is moving to find mechanisms to replace those duties. Does State Farm anticipate changes in auto cost patterns or repair and replacement costs because of the tariffs? Here's Chief Financial Officer Mark Schwamberger.
You know, parts and labor and new car prices, we actually had a decline in those coverages year over year in terms of the pure premium, as we call it, the frequency and severity. Now, we do expect a reversion to the mean, an increase in that going forward. But again, within a reasonable range, and it's really not driving any of our premium or rate indications as we look forward.
State Farm CEO John Farney says there's always some uncertainty in pricing auto insurance. Tariffs add to that. But so far, State Farm has been able to manage it. I'm Charlie Schlenker.